All righty. Good morning, everybody. Just a few comments on the temptation not to do the list, and quite frankly, comments on the list as well. First off, I can speak for myself, can't speak for you, but you're probably a lot like me in some way or another. I'm tempted to not do the list every morning when I get out of bed. I don't know about you, but, you know, and then Susie and her assignment talked, and I sent it out, talked about overcoming our bad habits. You know, and sometimes, you know, bad habits, our shortcomings, they're just always there. And it's learning to walk around them in spite of wanting to hit the snooze button or whatever your thing is, or in spite of wanting to check the scores of the game last night, or which direction, you know, the inflation report came in first thing in the morning. It's like you got to walk around all that stuff, step over it, and, you know, get into the word anyway. So it's always tempting to not do the list. Then the other thing is whose list are you doing? And I'm going to read, somebody sent a super honest assignment to me. I'm just going to read my response, because if you're not where this person's at, you've been there, or you're there, or you may be there at some point, because we've all been there and done that. So the response is, I just told this person, I said, read Benjamin's assignment, which I also sent out. So please take time to read Benjamin's assignment. I sent it out to the class, and what Benjamin starts with is really the list in a nutshell. Benjamin says this: some of us have a list that is crafted by the master and given to us through a complex printer, prayer, reading his word, properly attending to our employees and all business matters, caring for our family, going to church, and being engaged in hearing from God through his loyal subjects and the various circumstances of the day. Now, those things, each one of those line items requires 100% of us. So, you know, I remember going to a marriage conference, I don't know, many, many, many years ago when we first got married, and, you know, it was one of those things where the guy says, okay, which of you think marriage is a 50-50 proposition, you know, and I don't know how many people raised their hands, but that's kind of what I thought. And he said, no, it's 100% and 100%. That's what makes a successful marriage, is each person giving 100%. And if the other person is only given 50, you still give 100. Because that's what brings a successful marriage. Well, the list requires, every line item on the list requires 100%. So how in the heck do we do it? We can't. I can't do it. So what's on your list today? Prayer, reading his word, attending to your employees and business, caring for your family, going to church, and engaging with God through his loyal subjects. And I said to this person, I don't know all your circumstances. Patrick talks about living in the sweet spot in our companies and lives. And this person sounded really overwhelmed. And I wrote this, and just listen for a minute. 3 years ago, my company did $17 million in revenue. The next year, we did $7 million. And in 2024, we will come in at about $9.5 million. At $17 million, everyone was overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed. My employees were overwhelmed. My family and I were overwhelmed. We were all, it was just so much to do, so much work, so much coming at me every day, every moment. And, you know, quite frankly, I made way less money than I'm making today at $9.5 million. So what did I find? I found the sweet spot. And when you're in the sweet spot, at this level, I can attend to the things that are on the list. Do I accomplish all of it every day? No. God always seems to give me more than I can handle. And sometimes it's just because I let things get in the way of completing the list. But I do have time to get things done. I can check in with my employees spread out all over Southern California. I can speak with my customers. I have time to get workouts in and spend time in prayer, reading the word. Am I awesome at it every day? No. Just like I said to this person yesterday, I didn't call my wife yesterday. We always talk in the mornings. I didn't call her in the morning and talk and check in. When I got home, what did she say? How come you didn't call me today? Not good. I allowed it to slip by getting busy with something I wanted to do. So I told, listen, guys, listen to the people God's placed around you. Learn to live in the sweet spot. Find it and stay there. There's always going to be overwhelming days in life. That's the way it is. Jesus said this. He said in John 16:33, he says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, he says, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah, huh? So, you know, make sure you're doing the Lord's list. You know, what list are you carrying around in your hand today? Is it your list? Is it the devil's list? He's come in and distracted you and you're all distracted with the list, you know, and, or is it the Lord's? And, you know, I had to have a company completely fail and start over to some scratch to learn some hard lessons. So, you know, listen to the team, work with the team God's given you and find your sweet spot. You'll know when you get there. And, because when you get there, we're going to hear today about the art of giving. When you get there, you find giving isn't a chore. It's a blessing. And it is a blessing to give. But you find opportunities to give. You find the Lord lays things at your feet to do. And you do it. And also, I would say the sliding scale. I did that. I mentioned a sliding scale in response to somebody else's assignment. And, you know, if your company is requiring, like, if your sliding scale is 1 to 5 up, 1 to 5 down, and across is, you know, family, business, you know, the 5 things, the triangle. And if your company is at a 5+ and family and church are at -1, that is your rate of failure. The steepness of that graph, and that's a pretty steep line. That's your rate of failure, Patrick. That's what Patrick teaches. So that means that you've got to make a change. You've got to make the adjustments. And people are probably telling you to make adjustments, and you're convinced it's not the right thing to do. So you got to make the adjustments and bring things. And it's going to take a minute, because if your company's at requiring a 5+ and you've neglected things, you know, you got to start making adjustments now, and it's going to take a minute to get everything adjusted. When you're doing $17 million in revenue, when $9.5 million is your sweet spot, you got to complete the jobs. You got to get back and get things back in order. And it takes a minute, but you can do it. Anyway, and so then you can learn the art of giving as we're going into today. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. The opportunity to be together, to gather together, many, many people from so many different places. We're all on the phone here to listen, to learn, to grow, to learn what it means to partner with you in our companies, our businesses, because it's not just about our companies, our businesses. It's about a life with you. It's about families. It's about seeing families saved, Lord, from catastrophic failure. It's about seeing what you will do when we just simply say, okay, simply say, okay, Lord, let's do it your way. I've tried mine. It didn't work out so good. So let's try doing things your way today. We thank you for this morning. And we thank you for the opportunity to be together. We do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So anyway, yeah, give. You know, Jesus says at so many different places, he talks about giving. You know, in Luke, he says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. I know in 1 Corinthians, I think it is, Paul talks about that the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And I think I've heard people say hilarious. He loves hilarious givers. So if we can... And it's challenging at times, especially when you feel like you got nothing. It's very challenging to say, okay, Lord, show me the opportunity to give and be a blessing. and especially to those in your life. And Lord, He does that. He does it. It may not seem like a lot to you. Like you could almost be embarrassed by what you're giving because you don't have anything right now, a whole lot to give. But Lord honors that. That's all I can tell you. And you'd be surprised how it's received. Anyway, let's pray as we get into our day. Lord, we just thank You for this morning. And we thank You for the art of giving. And who is the greatest giver of all time, but it's You, who gave Your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. And that, boy, Lord, that's a life we could never attain to. We could dream about it, but we could never attain it. But it's a life that You've freely given to us through the death and the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we get back into the list that You have for us today, Lord, may we be about it and maybe have our eyes out and our hearts attuned to the opportunities of the people, the places and things in our lives and the opportunities You give us to be a blessing, Lord, to others. We thank You for that. We give You this day. We pray these things again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.